Blog Talk Radio.
Boom, 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 boom. Hey, sis. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to the Enigmatic Wave Radio Show, everybody. I literally was working to the minute up until... Hey, sis. I was really working up to the minute. Am I sounding okay, sis? Can you hear me? I need a quick mic check, quick mic check. Dun, dun. Hold on a second. Get down, chat message. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm pardon myself for that quick distraction. Hold on one second. I don't know why every time I get ready to go on air, folks want to call and text. 570, I'll see you guys. I'm going to bring you in 1 second. Welcome to the show, everybody. Today is September 17th. Enigmatic Wave Radio Show. Every Sunday at 7 o'clock. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being on time, you guys. I see a couple other 216. Thank you for showing up on time. We're going to just jump right on into it. Hopefully you guys get your favorite beverage to sip on while we dive into this good conversation. I actually like this topic. The guys picked this topic, so we're going to see what they're talking about. Okay, I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all know I wear many, many hats, and folks know they be calling when they should not be calling. I'm about to go ahead and start the show. Today's topic is mixing business with pleasure. As always, if you guys want to chime in, hit your number one. I'll bring you into the conversation. And with that being said, I'm going to let the guys lead this off, and I'm just going to piggyback off of them. Sis, let me know if you want me to open your mic. I don't know if you open your mic. I don't know if you're headed to work or you're stable at the house. So let me know once you're ready to chime in. Anyone else? I know everyone don't like to talk. They like to listen. So just text me if you want to chime in or hit your number one. Oh, okay then, sis. I'm about to bring you in with the fellas. Let me open them up real quick. I'm about to bring y'all in 570. Hey, fellas. Fellas. Can you hear me? Can y'all hear me?
What's going on?
Greg, you kind of low. Why you so low?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. You're a little better. Sis, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
How you doing, huh?
I'm all right. How y'all doing?
Well, as well.
I'm doing all right, pretty good. Today's topic is mixing business with pleasure. This is a good topic to kind of dive in and talk about. So I'm going to let, this is the guy's topic, so I'm going to let them go ahead and start the show off.
How you guys doing?
I want to properly greet you. So how you guys doing? How was your week? How was your weekend?
You all good? Maintaining?
That's what's up.
Good. I'm good. I'm just
rigged.
I'm falling from grassing. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Which one? Who on the air? Slaughter or B?
It's B.
That's B. Hey, B.
What goes on,
I can
though?
Hear B. I can hear him a lot clearer than
all
you,
is
Greg.
Well.
What's
all
going
is
on?
Well.
Yeah, all is well.
Okay.
I don't know why you can hear him.
I don't know. He got
a real phone, like a little phone thing connected to his. I got the little regular thing going on. You know, he a professional.
Oh.
I had to switch over. I got
a question.
I got a question, right?
Sure.
So when a person say, you know, y'all got to keep things below the waist, I want to know what y'all think about that. Like, what come to y'all mind first when it, like, just keep it below the waist? I just want to know what y'all think that means.
I actually don't have an understanding of what that means, so I wouldn't be the right person to answer that question. Sis, you want to answer that question? Because I have no idea.
Neither would I have
people below the waist.
Neither would she. So y'all gonna have to better explain
exactly what
that means, because she or
what is
me.
It? Friends with what is it? Just benefits? Friends with benefits or whatever?
Wanted to know what y'all thought that
means,
you know.
No, she's telling you, is that what it is? I mean, she's asking.
What's the benefit?
Well, is it just right? Because if we just keeping it below the waist, that's all it is.
Oh, okay. That's what she thinks it is.
I mean, that's what I was asking. Because if I'm not right, you help me correct me. I mean, because that's what that sounds like. If somebody, well, they wouldn't say that to me, but if somebody said that, that's what I would think.
Right. So what actually is it then? Is I don't know what it is, and she just gave you an example. You didn't tell her if it was correct or not.
It's a few things that's along your way, Venus and pleasure can, I think it can go together. It all depends on, you know what I'm saying, if the pleasure is justified and what your pleasure is. Because, you know, you could have pleasure in building a healthy relationship, a friendship. You could have pleasure in building mentally, physically, and spiritually. You know what I'm saying? So it's different pleasures. You know what I'm saying? The building of it, you could have pleasure in just, you know, counting money and putting it in your pocket. That's something that's below your waist. You know what I'm saying? So it just depends on what your pleasure is. You know, that's
what I'm talking
about.
I can't hear nothing here. So, sis, when you think about mixing business with pleasure, what comes to mind? Go ahead, hon.
For me, business is just that. Business is what I do to make money, is what I do to keep things afloat. I guess in my mind, mixing business and pleasure, it can be dating or being involved with somebody that you work with at the office or wherever it is that you work. So for me, like those two things, I need to keep separate.
Do those have to be? We can't hear, guys. I can hear y'all. Y'all actually supposed to be co-hosting with me. So hello, y'all got to be co-hosting with me. So y'all got to be conversing with me. Yeah, we hear y'all whole conversation.
Right.
So hold on 1 second. Did y'all hear anything Sis said? Y'all didn't even hear what she was saying because y'all was talking. What's Sis say?
What did Sis say? Can we hear that one more time, please? Sorry.
See,
I said, so for me, business is where I do my work. That's for me, where I do my job. That's where I handle my business. So for me, mixing business and pleasure, that's a no. And the pleasure will come in my case, if I'm dating somebody at work or if I'm seeing somebody or whatever. But I've done that once. That's something I will always have to keep separate. And that's just me.
So yeah, you say that you keep it separate, but do you think those two can work together collectively? 640, I'll see your hand up. I'm going to bring you in a second. Do you think that can work collectively?
I think eventually you'll run into a problem.
Okay.
Eventually you'll run into a problem. And it depends on, too, the type of work that you do. Because a lot of corporations or places, they don't like that. They don't want people dating at work. They don't want people married at work.
Right.
Two people that's married, they separate. Like, they'll put one in one department and one in a whole nother building because of the problems that it can cause.
Absolutely. Let me see who this is, 640. Is that one of you guys? Is that one of you guys?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to bring
that's
him
the,
in.
That's the homie Slaughter.
Okay, that's Slaughter. Okay, Slaughter, I'm about to bring you in. Hold on a second. I see my grandson logged on. Hey, Tashawn. Hold on one second, y'all.
What's going on, y'all? What's up with everybody, man? It's Slaughter here. What's happening?
Hey, Slaughter. Happy Sunday. How was your week? How was your weekend?
I mean, I can't complain. You know, don't nobody like to hear nobody complain, man. You know what I'm saying? Just going through and getting through it. That's all. You know?
I know you know what the topic is. Mixing Business with Pleasure.
Yeah,
sister
yeah.
Described what it means to her. Greg had asked a question, and we both, well, sis answered it. I didn't answer. We still waiting on Greg to answer. So we're going to bring it back to Greg in a second. But, Father, real quick, well, not real quick, but Mixing Business with Pleasure, what's your thoughts on it? Do you think it can work collectively?
I think it could, but I think also think it's circumstantial. You know what I'm saying? Like, it depends on the circumstance, you know, because if two people who got low self-esteem or who insecure and they're trying to mix their businesses with their pleasures, then I don't think that's going to work at all. But it, like G was saying, it depends on what your pleasure is. You know what I mean? Because some people's pleasure could be growing businesses. You know what I'm saying? So if we got a mutual infatuation with seeing our brainchild coming to fruition, you know, then I think that'll be pleasure for us both. You know what I mean? It don't necessarily have to be a relationship, but it could be something that we came together mentally and the idea that we nurtured and grew into something. You know what I'm saying? That could be a pleasurable business. You know, that's how I look at it. That was my thought. That's what came to my mind instantly when I heard business and pleasure. Okay, well, it could be something that a business that was built and being that we made this from nothing, that's a pleasurable experience for me personally. But if I'm dealing with a woman and I'm insecure or she's insecure and we working in the same place, and sometimes it could be a little twist to it. It could be a trick to it at a time, because if she don't want to see me smiling or laughing or just having a casual conversation with another woman, and then that can cause all kind of problems. Like she said, like the lady said about how having people in different departments, because of the friction that it can cause. I can agree with her on that. But me personally, I think my business is my pleasure. You know what I mean? Like, pleasure is growing, having a brain trial that grew into something major. You know, that's pleasurable for me.
So I understand. Okay, I get it. So I understand what you're saying now, Greg. So, because when I first thought of this topic, well, when you first told me about this topic, of course, naturally, my thing was having a personal relationship as well as business. And, of course, it can and it cannot work. That's where sis was. Her understanding was, so y'all have to better. Well, actually, I want Greg to better explain to me what he mean by mixing business with pleasure, because keeping it below the waist, I kind of understand what it means, but that could just be a mutual relationship. It doesn't have anything to do with business. It could just be, like Sid said, just sex, y'all hooking up, that's it. You know what I'm saying? But me, when I think of mixing business with pleasure, it's having a business and a personal relationship at the same time. It can and cannot work. Most times it don't work. Say, for example, you're working in the same company and the other person end up messing with somebody else, or they end up having a situation outside of business, it's going to spill over into the business. You know what I'm saying? So that's why a lot of companies, no fraternizing, no having relationships. Like sis say, they separate couples and married couples and things like that. But what you say? Go ahead.
You got to be mature enough for the situation. You got to be mature enough for the situation and charged up enough for the pleasure. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's all about what your pleasure is. You know what I'm saying? You can have pleasure in pounding the money up with your business partner and putting it in your pocket. That's the first thing you're saying to me. When I say below the waist, it's my pocket. Not my private parts. You know, I'm thinking business here. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking if the pleasure justify the end, because E and D less, the end, because we're talking business. So, you know, like I said, the pleasure could be, you know, building a healthy friendship. You know what I'm saying? Building mentally. having pleasure in doing that with your business partner. So, you know, and then having a kid, you know what I'm saying, with your business partner, that changes the dynamics pretty quickly, you know what I'm saying? That can make you want to, you know, that can make your business get pleasure, you know, so that'll make you want to make the business work even more. Being married to a business partner, you know what I'm saying? That can make
right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so you know it's just all about what your pleasure is, you know.
But your background kind of loud, Greg. But okay, because I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
What you say?
I didn't hear you. What did he say?
You talking to me?
I thought somebody was
just
saying
just
something.
Just to ask y'all a
question. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, just to ask y'all a question. So, from a woman's perspective, y'all don't think that business and pleasure could mix? Did I miss that part? Was that question asked already?
Sis did. I think you did miss it.
I mean,
go ahead, sis.
It's like a slippery slope. I mean, for me, I think it's like a slippery slope. Is it something me personally that I would want to do? No. Because
well, I mean,
of how you
relationships in themselves are slippery slopes, though. You know what I'm saying? It just be all about what's worth the risk to you. You know?
I agree with that. But the thing is, so if my business is what I use to take care of, so if me and this man is married, and this business that we created, started, whatever, is working good, I don't want nothing to come in and screw up our marriage. I don't want nothing to come in and screw up our business. So if that's something that a person can't handle, like all the twists and turns that go into it, or all the different meetings or side deals that you have to make with other people, if people's feelings start getting involved, that's the hard part, I think, is that when emotions get involved, because sometimes people act off emotions instead of logically thinking things through. I don't want no emotions to tear up my business. I don't. So if that means
so
that me and this person, go ahead, I'm listening.
So let's say you and your man, hypothetically speaking, like y'all create a business together. Y'all go in on a joint venture and buy McDonald's or something, you know. What do you think you would have to do? What would the understanding have to be to make business and pleasure work? Is it something as simple as just communication? Under, you know, because what could deter the whole, what could derail the situation be? Is it just a lack of communication or a lack of trust? What could it be?
I think both, a lack of communication. I think it could be a lack of trust. I think it can be insecurities. I think all of those things will play a part in it. And that's why a lot of business owners don't want couples or people dating at work or different things like that, because if problems come up, it's going to show up at work too. Because you are with this person, it's going to spill over.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think yourself, do you think you, like this, and keep it 100 now, don't get this, you know what I'm saying, faking enough. You think you have insecurities that could derail a business and pleasure type relationship?
No, not me, because for me personally, I don't operate off emotion.
You don't operate off emotion? That's rare, you know? I mean, that's rare for a woman. Most women operate off emotion, though, you know?
And she has known me since, you have known me since we was about 5, 6 years old or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm off emotions. I'm very logical with how I do things. And if something bothers me, it'll be a while before it comes out. Before I show it, I let it sit. I try to figure out how to handle it. What's the best way for me? Because when you operate off emotions, that gets you in trouble every time. Think about the last person that you think that operates strictly off of emotion. That would have you, I mean, it's like being on the seesaw. You up and down all the time. I can't deal with that for me.
Emotion should be a topic, too. Somebody should write that down. I think we should write that down, too, how people...
Y'all got to write it down.
Y'all got to
write it down.
That's the key to it,
of course,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's
and we've had several shows about part. So we've had several shows about emotions, but it always was filled with women on the show. So we would love to see what the guys have to say about that, because we as women understand that men can operate on a majority emotional basis as well. It's not as common in a conversation, but no, it's not a stereotype. It's a fact that they do. They can. It's not a stereotype. The man is quick to say that the woman is so emotional, but men can be just as emotional. You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean,
and that's a good conversation.
Yeah,
that we
but
need
as
to talk
a man,
about for weekend.
But as human beings, right? As human beings, we have emotions. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't negate the fact that we don't have emotions. We all have emotions. But as a man, we're supposed to be able to understand. We're supposed to be able to understand our emotions and put them to the side and make a rational decision about the situation at hand. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of times, like, that's a part of it. Like, most women don't understand that, and I get that. You know, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? But most women don't understand that. That's why I said that's rare. She said she don't operate off emotions.
I think what happens. Hold on 1 second, sis. Parsa. I think what happens, we got a couple callers that called in. Real quick, guys, we're talking about mixing business with pleasure. If you guys want to chime in, hit your number one. The guys, this is actually the guys' topic. We've been going back and forth. No. Actually, they have a different outlook on what mixing with pleasure is, opposed to what me and sis have. So, but with that being said, I do still want to talk about the emotional female and the emotional man. Sometimes they pretty much be the same.
Yeah. We're going to write that down. I'm about to write that down right now, matter of fact.
I know. Wait, let me say something before you shut it down. Wait before you shut it down. Man. Because the male species will always say, y'all know how y'all females are. Y'all are emotional. We get that. Females can be emotional. And hold on, Slaughter. Or is that B? Which one is that? Who is that I'm talking to?
That's B.
That's
y'all come from the rib,
okay,
so y'all already know. Y'all already know what's going on. Y'all come from the rib.
Okay. So, B, I'm saying is that we get it. We females, and we can be emotional. Sis already said she's not as emotional. I know I can, and I know I have been emotional, but men are emotional too. Now go ahead and say what you want to say,
B. We're here for y'all. We got to be strong for y'all at all times. No matter what we're going through, we got to be strong for y'all. You understand?
That's not always.
But it don't always be that way, though.
That works both ways. Exactly. That works both ways, though.
That's how it's supposed to.
That works both ways. That works both ways.
In 2023, I have ran into quite a few men that are emotional. I mean, they are really emotional. And you be looking like, what the hell?
I believe it.
Like, you know, and part of that is a problem. And then you have where a lot of women are less emotional, and I think we kind of talked about that a couple of weeks ago, where a lot of women have a lot of masculine tendencies because they had no choice but to be that way because they had to take care of their whole families and do all these other things, so the emotions had to be put to the side.
That's true as well.
So it's like now you have so many business women out here that when they go home, that now they're trying to figure out, when you go home, how am I going to turn this off? Because you can't take the same, I guess it would be called masculine energy, to your house when you got a man at home. So you got to find tone that down some, so you can click that.
You can deal with the man at home.
And
I don't think. But look, check this out though. I don't think this Slaughter here. I don't think that that's, I mean, this is just my personal opinion, but in certain cases, I think that's circumstantial as well, because I don't necessarily think that a woman taking care of her family is masculine energy. That don't make that masculine energy to me. You know what I'm saying? So a woman being able to fill those shoes and do what she got to do, like we spoke about a couple weeks ago, that's alpha energy. That's alpha feminine energy at that moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's being, she's being dependable, reliable. She's a strong woman, an alpha woman at that moment. You know what I mean? So it takes, it's gonna take
right.
an alpha man
but
to handle her like
is,
she's supposed to be.
Right, but at the same time, so you have this at the same time with being able to do that and being able to swing both sides, where you have to, you can handle, a woman can handle a corporation at work. That energy that she carries and that she has to have on all the time at work, when she gets home, before she gets home, she has to be able to flip the switch on that, to turn that off, because of the same energy that she has to run a corporation. She don't have to, she should not have to have that same energy. It's not good for her to have that same energy when she comes home. Because
she
going
to
be like, she going
to
be like a bulldozer coming in the door. And a lot of men, especially masculine men. Pardon me?
But see, look, she needs to be able to understand the that in a relationship, it's compromise. You know, both parties should be submissive in certain ways. You feel me? So if you want, you know, if you know that you're a woman and you taking care of your business, you know what I'm saying? And you don't want to be this hard nosed and stiff woman all the time. You want to be treated like a woman. You know, you want to be caressed and relaxed and pampered like you should, to make feel pretty and beautiful like you are. You're a black woman. You know, you're a woman.
So let me,
you know,
so let me ask you this, Laurie. So hold on 1 second, sis. All right, so let me make a couple.
1 minute remaining.
Don't hang up anybody. That's ooh. Not because you know what? Last time y'all hung up, everybody hung up. They thought the show was ended. So please don't hang up anyone. They know what they're doing. So real quick, I just want to make a couple announcements. I see Dante. Thank you for tuning in, Dante, one of our co-hosts. 678, thank you for supporting the show, homie.
Hey, this is about to cut off, though. Hey,
yo,
I love what y'all doing, though, man. I love what y'all doing.
I appreciate
that.
We'll catch you next week.
Till next week.
That ain't you, sir.
Okay. All right. Y'all both hanging up, Devine?
Thank you for
Greg
using GPL.
Is Greg still there? Or was that Greg's line? That might have been Greg's line. Who is this on there? Slaughter? Oh, they both there. Okay, that's cool. Okay. So, yeah, I still got 570 on there, though. But I'm righty then. But anyway, yeah, I wanted to ask him a question because I wanted to see, sis, and then maybe you could back me up. Because, you know, we were speaking about mixing business with pleasure and how it can't work. What I wanted to ask in those cases where it don't work, whose fault is it? Is it the male or the female's fault?
It's both of them.
You think it's both in both cases? Okay.
I think it's both. To me, you can't put everything on the one person. Okay, so if you're in a relationship and you decide to start this business or bring this person on, however it is, you know you're taking a chance. And then what if you marry and y'all start this business and it don't work? That's why a lot of businesses close. They battling back and forth on who going to get it or who going to do what. It's not worth all of that.
Right.
It's not. So, I mean, to me it wouldn't be, because at that point I'm making a choice. Is it going to be the business or is it going to be the family or what is it? Or if it's something that happened within the relationship that cannot be mended, it is going to affect the business. And
okay.
If it's how both of y'all are living and the only means for both of y'all to make it, and if you got kids, you screwed.
That's quite interesting.
At some point, somebody got to be the adult. Huh?
That's quite interesting because when you think about it, like, there can, we don't know because, of course, we're behind the scenes and we don't really know what's going on up front. But you know the celebrities who are couples and they have businesses, and I'm wondering, are they running into the same issues that we commonly talk about?
Now,
like, you can't have a relationship and being in business with each other. Go ahead. What you say, Sis?
Like, I think maybe about 10 minutes before the show started, I had went on Twitter or whatnot. And so Tiana Taylor had just announced, because of all the back and forth, that her and Imani, they are separated. And she said they've been separated for a long time. She said they've been separated for a long time. She put the post out there. She said, I'm just letting y'all in on this. I'm not letting y'all in on everything. We still business partners. We still get along. But you could tell just from the post and the reassurance that she was trying to give towards the end, it's affecting everything. You know what I'm saying? She didn't go off into details. She didn't have to go off into details. She didn't even have to say that. But my whole thing is, in cases like that, in any case where y'all are involved and you have a business and you separate, yeah, it's going to affect it. You don't think that tension going to roll over into the business where we're making everyday decisions as to what happens next? You asking for a shit show.
That's interesting.
That's what it is.
I haven't followed her in a while, but I guess it do happen. What makes them any different than us? They are male and female. You know what I'm saying? But
right, and she said that what she did reiterate was that because people have been saying for the last couple of weeks that there was infidelity, and she said it wasn't infidelity. You know, but regardless
of whatever.
What
they call that, irreconcilable differences.
She just said they separated. She didn't say they was getting a divorce, but they also have had in their marriage. Like, they both talked about that on the interview a while ago. But these are things, whatever you do within the confines of your marriage and your relationship and you have a business, it's going to spill over.
It may not within the first
year or two, but it's going to spill over, and you're going to have that's mixing business and pleasure, and you're going to have some things that you're going to have to either address, work out, and what happens when the relationship, if it don't work out, what you going to do with the business? Y'all going to fight over who gets it, or is it going to be split down the middle, and how you going to rebuild? If you take it a business and split it down the middle, you get 50%, I get 50%, you dissolving the business.
I think sometimes in some cases you have couples that's together, and either they started together and got the business, or had the business and got together, whatever the case may be. But I think there may be several cases where they stay in it just because of the business. You know what I'm saying? Like, they understand what's going to happen once that business fall apart, or actually once the relationship falls apart. They definitely know it's going to affect the business. So in order to prevent that, they just stay together. But that just doesn't make sense, and it's definitely not healthy for the relationship. What you think about that?
I agree. Because, you compromising it. And is it worth it? So for me, I just look at it like, I don't want to get to that point. So let's not do business together, because I don't want to have to break down or destroy whatever business it is that we started if things don't work out, you know, or if you just say, hey, I want to put my, the relationship could be going fine. And if that person say, you know what, I don't want to do this no more. I want to do something totally different. And you can't sustain it without the help of that person, you're going to have a problem. You know, and things
right.
change, and
Hold
people
on,
change,
the
and
guy
requirements
right.
change.
570, you guys are back?
No, I'm just listening to what she's saying.
Oh, you just listening? Okay. Yeah. Okay, well, you can listen.
Yeah.
Well, you're supposed to be co-hosting, so I need y'all to participate. Sis ain't co-hosting. It's her off day. This is Sis off day, so I need the co-host to co-host.
I think pleasure and business could go together. It's all about what your pleasure is, you know. Like I said,
just to respond to what you're saying, I understand now what you were saying, but that's a little bit different than what we're saying, if that makes sense. So it's only one pleasure that we're speaking about, and that's being in a relationship. It's not when it comes to this topic anyway. So basically, either you can be in a relationship and have a business, or you can't be in that relationship and have that business.
You got to think outside the box. It's more than one pleasure. It ain't just about having sex.
Did you want to add on to anything else we were just saying? You were just listening briefly.
I just want to hear.
So how about do you agree or not agree with what I was saying? Where in some cases people stay in a relationship to prevent the business from falling apart. Do you agree with that or not agree?
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, who want to see a business fall apart over their emotions?
Gotcha.
That ain't smart.
All right. I gotcha. So
now
we are discussing. Say that again.
Have you ever stopped the business over your emotions? Either one of y'all?
I have.
You said, have I ever stopped one? No, I haven't.
I have. Oh. I sure have. Did you want me to expound on that? Or did you just want a yes or no answer?
I just wanted to, you know, see where you was at with it. You weren't ready for it. You weren't mature enough, you know. I guess that's what.
Oh, absolutely, I wasn't. Oh yeah, no doubt. I would definitely agree with that 100%.
You got the high.
See, you know, on every show, I'll always, pretty much every show, I always say how my experience is my experience, and yeah, I have experienced situations where I was in business with the male species and things didn't work out. And yeah, but
species,
it has been played. It has been.
Hello.
Can I finish my statement, please? Hold on. So in both cases, and maybe more than both cases, it wasn't just my side being emotional that affected the business. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I kind of brought that up earlier. I don't know if you was on the air or not, but I was saying, like, you know, I think you guys had got off the air because I had asked this, like, when it comes to that situation happening where the personal side of the relationship affects the business, whose fault is it? Just says both, and it can be both. It's not always me. I admitted that I've done it, but, again, my experience was that I wasn't mature enough or had a full understanding of how to control my emotions, period, not just in business. You know what I'm saying? So I had to go through that, and I went through that, and yeah, that's what it was. You know what I'm saying? So I have no problem with speaking up on that. Have you?
Would you do it again?
That's a good question.
Would you do it again?
No, because I have a great understanding of my emotions now. So, no, it would not affect it. Either I'm going to do business or not do business, period. It's not going to be, okay, before I get into this business endeavor with this person, am I considering a personal relationship? No, because one thing I'm not going to do is have a personal relationship with someone in business. I'm not going to do it. That's just something I'm not going to do. So with that being said, I can definitely being mature and conscious of my emotional existence, get into a relationship, get into a business endeavor with a person, because my emotions is not going to affect it. That's just me.
For everybody you get.
I don't know about sis. Sis, what about you?
Is it going to be straight?
I didn't hear it at all.
What you say, Steve?
I didn't hear the last part of what he was saying.
I couldn't hear him either.
So everybody, y'all do business, we're going to be a straight customer, right? Nothing more, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, things are evolving. You know, they got a husband and a wife working here. You know what I'm saying? And they work the same pod together. You know what I'm saying? So this they place a business. So things are changing now. You know what I'm saying?
So when you look in situations like that, and you go back and pull the policy up, when you pull that policy up, they're not supposed to be working together.
Absolutely,
I'm telling you. Go and pull policy. When you pull policy up, that just like nepotism, where you own a business or whatever, or you a supervisor of the business, and you bring your family members, spouses, friends, or whatever, in to
that's
work,
true.
And they working up on you, that's not supposed to happen either. And
it's not just
reasons.
A
male-female
relationship. It's family as well. Go ahead, sis, person. Because it just causes problems.
It does. I had a
situation where, let me just say something real quick. I had a situation where, when I say I literally hired the whole city of Cleveland, including relatives. And it was such a bad thing, such a bad thing, because things had happened, but because they were my blood, it came on me. I had to take the rap for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it messes up your relationship. Like, even to this day, because of things that happened, you know, during that time, me and certain relatives, blood relatives, are not in good terms because of that. It's not just about a male-female relationship. It's just, period. Sometimes relationship sometimes you can't hire your child. Sometimes you can't hire your brother, your sister. Sometimes you can't hire your mother. And that's sex. We talking about the whole show. We've been talking about personal, intimate relationships, but it can go beyond that. It can be even, you know, hiring family members, working with family members. That's not always a good thing. That can be an example of mixing business with pleasure.
I mean, that's just like when you look at the president, for instance. You look at the president, and you know, have you ever noticed that when the president travels, he never travels with the vice president, because it's law that they can't travel together like that. Because if the plane go down, if they're home, both of them did. Who you got? You understand what I'm saying?
Wow, they know
that's
that.
That's why they travel separately. I'm telling you, you can look that up. The president and vice president never traveled on the plane together, because what's her name, Camilla? She's the next in line if something happened to Biden. She the next in line. If something happened to him or he gets sick, she is the president interim until he gets better. And if you got both of them traveling together and something happens, now you got to go down the whole line. You got to go to the chief. You know, like all of these things, and this is what they look at. If something happened, most Fortune 500 companies, you don't get the president and the CEO and CFO, all of them traveling together either. They go separately. One may get on the plane earlier. One may go a couple of hours, and this is why.
We can even, Parcel, we can even speak a little beyond that. We can speak about certain nonprofit organizations or social groups or social clubs that have a group of members, male and female, and have policies put in place. And that policy, it says and has been said, no fraternizing, no coupling, no none of that, because it just causes problems. Not saying that it can't be done. I'm not saying that, because, of course, we spoke about husband and wife, celebrity or not, who are married and have successful or, you know, operating businesses. But, yeah, it can go further than that. I think this person wants to.
I believe both of y'all would make
sure.
Business with pleasure. I believe that. That's what I believe. I believe y'all would do that.
You don't know that for sure. Hold on 1 second.
I can't hear you, sis. What you said? I didn't hear what you said, Greg.
Did you hit your number one?
What you sorry? Three? You ain't hear me? Can you hear me?
No, I can hear you. Can you repeat what you said?
I said, I think both of y'all that makes business for pleasure and then, you know, deny it.
No, let me tell you why.
Why would we do that to deny it, though?
I don't have no reason. I don't have no reason to lie to nobody. And I have a whole nonprofit organization, and it's written in there that it ain't none of that. Because I don't need that here. If y'all going to fuss and fight, do it at y'all place.
Boom.
If y'all gonna
boom, I just said it.
Do it at home.
I just said it. Boom, I just said it. Prime example. I just said it. Even nonprofits and sisters just said it. Exactly.
I do.
But again, like it's I said, I'm not saying it can't happen. I'm not saying two people can't get together and have a great personal and business relationship. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is it can cause problems, period. And it can be both individuals' fault. It can be the male and the female's fault from, you know, being too emotional or not understanding it. But I would like to know why you think Sister and I would get into a personal and business relationship and not say anything about it. Like,
we grown-ass
women. I'm a grown-ass adult. Like, I'm super, super grown. Like, children, grandchildren, all that stuff.
Super grown.
Over 50, as a matter of fact. I'm 51. Sis, are you 51 yet?
Nope. I'm 50.
Okay, so sis not 51 yet. But hell, I am. So I have no problem with saying what it is. Like, why lie? Lie about what and to who? For what? I just wanted to understand why you said that.
I think all women
hello?
Would.
But that's
a lie. I got a couple hands up. Let me see if someone wants to say something. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, because we got to clarify this. How are you going to put us down like that?
470, did you have something to say?
I ain't putting y'all down. I ain't disrespecting y'all.
Oh, y'all. It's
going to do is come sweep y'all off your feet and y'all.
Let me tell you something.
That's how it be sometimes.
Listen to me. I told you before that when I operate in business, I got my mind. This is what I'm thinking about. I'm not thinking about nothing else. That happens after. Relationship, I can talk to you about how my day went and what happened, you know, at work. I can even ask you for advice. But I'm not bringing you into a business that I started or vice versa. I don't want to get into a business that he done started. You do your thing. This is your thing. This may be something that you're passionate about, but I'm here to support you. I have your back. We can talk about it, all of that. But I don't want to come work for you. I don't need that added stuff. And I told you,
you're saying
already I'm not emotional like that. Huh?
So, sis, Parthel, you're saying that if you was to get married a year from today and your husband was to start a business, you wouldn't get in business with him?
I would support him and what he's doing. He could talk to me about it. I would help him behind the scene any way I can. I don't want to be involved like that. I got my own stuff that I'm doing.
Mm.
This may be something that he's truly passionate about. And like I said, I would help him in any way I can possibly help him. But if that's his passion, like I said, if I don't even care if his finances and he need help with that, I'm willing to help with that. I'm willing to help write some things up for you. I'm willing to help, you know, knock on some doors with you. But I'm not getting all involved like that because with business, all business, eventually shit gonna hit the fan somewhere. I don't need that shit at home.
I got a question.
Mm,
I got a question. Can you hear me? I got a question. Yeah. If a female have done that before, do you think she's capable of doing it again?
If she wants to.
Why would she be?
I think she would be if that's something she wanted to do. It depends on how things ended in that last situation. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes she may be like, you know
well?
What?
What if it ended well?
Then that's fine. Then she may be more willing to assist with that. Maybe it's something she's passionate about too. Maybe he has a business that's doing something that she really enjoys. Then that's fine. Maybe if they both have businesses, they, you know, bring them together somehow. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
What
do
you think,
Queen? Even if you look at a lot of celebrities and stuff out here that went into business together or do things together, you can see them on these different reality shows arguing and fighting about the business. Or some things I'm just not willing to sacrifice. I'm just not. Like I said, I'll help, I'll assist. I'm willing to do all of that. And hopefully he feel that way about me, but I'm not getting dressed every day to go to your building to work. And no, I need to do what I'm passionate about too. We can talk about it sometime if you need me to come in and help you out. I'm willing to do that. But anything else more than that, no, sorry.
Greg asked me what did I think, and I can't speak. Greg asked what did I think, and I'm not able to speak on anyone else. I can only speak on me. Like, do I think that they will? I can't really honestly say. But I can only
speak. What would you do?
I wouldn't do it.
Would you get it?
I already gave my answer. I already gave my answer. It's not going to change. By no means necessary.
Right.
I got a couple more minutes, guys. I'm just saying, by no means necessary. We got a couple more minutes. I actually got to get out on time because I got to get my workout in. And I got a count to do, so I'm on crunch time. So we got a couple more minutes. Anyone want to chime in real quick? The topic is mixing business with pleasure. We had two different strong opinions on what that really is. Probably to me.
I didn't mean to offend y'all. If I offended y'all by saying I think y'all both would do it, though. You know.
I wasn't offended. Were you offended, sis?
You ain't offended me. Not Greg.
I wasn't
offended. I just had
to be known.
Y'all got on y'all defense mode. I just wanted to, you know, say that.
Go ahead, sis.
Greg, you know how we always talk it through.
Yeah, for sure.
I guess where I am at 50 years old is totally different than where I was at 20 years old. My mindset is different, and I don't just think about instant gratification. I think about the long term. So for me, I'm not just thinking about what's going to make me happy right now or what I should do right now. I need to look forward and what's going to continue to grow. How is it going to prosper? Those things are important, the longevity of it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So with that being said, Greg, I want to let you start off.
So what's
the
topic for next week?
The pros and cons of sex.
Huh?
That's a good topic.
Oh.
It's a very good topic, by the way.
Oh.
But I wanted you to give your final thoughts so we can get ready to end the show. So with everything we spoke about, your understanding, our understanding, you can a couple seconds to say what you think about what we talk about. Other than you thinking you offended us, we already got that part. So if you have a final thought, if not, it's okay. I'll pass it to sis. No final thought?
Oh, my final thought is, business and pleasure can go together. It all depends on what your pleasure is, you know, because you can have pleasure. Like I said, you can have pleasure on building somebody up in the business, like, you know, mentally, physically, or spiritually, you know, helping them reach a goal they want to reach on their way, or, you know what I'm saying, just in other areas other than sex, you know? So, yeah.
Well, commonly, even though I know that's your final thought, because I'm trying to understand what you mean by that, and I'm just not understanding it. Because commonly when you think of mixing business with pleasure, that's just what it is. You having a personal relationship and you're in business with one another. We're not talking about the types of pleasure. But if that's your understanding, that's your understanding. I'm just saying I don't understand it. But sis, did you want to give a final thought?
I think it's all about choice. And for me, it's not about instant gratification, but it's about a long-term plan. And so that's what I always think about. How is this going to benefit me regardless of what it is in the long run? How is it going to be beneficial for my nonprofit, for instance? I think about how is what I'm going to do right now going to be beneficial in the long run. You know what I'm saying? And my whole thing is that with this nonprofit, I have to help other people. So I'm not going to bring in anything that is, and even I don't care if it's a romantic relationship, a family relationship. That's why I'm just speaking of nonprofits right now. On your board, you cannot have a family member sit on your board of a nonprofit organization
mm-hmm.
in the state
mm-hmm.
of Ohio. It's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, because it's easier for you to garner to get a vote when you have to vote on something
mm-hmm.
from a family member than it is a person that's not related to you. Because
mm-hmm.
they'll say, well, okay, this person is a CFO or a CEO or whatever, I'm going to vote with them because they can help me get here, or they'll do this for me. Whereas a stranger that's sitting on your board, or somebody you don't know that could be in finance or your vice president, they looking at the facts and they'll say, "Oh no, I'm sorry, I don't agree with that." And they have
mm-hmm.
every right to do
no, them
that. And I see
them same companies you're talking about that be writing on policies be basically breaking on policies just to have profit. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think nobody's sticking to the rules. You know, if everybody stick to the rules, won't be no pleasure in gaining.
Mm.
That's not always true. I don't think that that's always true. I think that, like I said, it can go both ways. But I understand in business why that policy is there for a lot of corporations and companies. Even when you look at Amazon, for instance, Denzel, his wife put the majority of her money into Amazon. Okay, he came up with the idea. They just separated and divorced a couple years ago. Amazon, they had to sell shares. They had to be bought out. That's why you can see the change in Amazon right now versus 5 years ago, because they had to dissolve so much of what they put into it in order to separate. And me, in the long term, I would have said, is it worth it? Is it worth it? His ex-wife now, she's out here. She is doing philanthropy. She's giving away money to different organizations and stuff. They weren't doing it like that before. And she started doing it so she wouldn't have to give him the majority. He got a lot, and so did she. But the point is, it probably wouldn't have been so much if they had kept it separated. And they separated due to cheating, infidelity, things like that. But the reason don't matter. It's the outcome. How did y'all separation, y'all divorce affect that business? How did it affect your customers that you are supposed to be doing what's in their best interest? How? It had an effect on it. So is it worth it? No, it's not.
Mm.
I think once y'all look at pleasure and pleasure from a different angle and more than just, you know what I'm saying, that one thing, then, you know, you'll be able to see.
We're not looking at it that one way. We're looking at it, period, flat out. It's just being in a personal relationship and having a business. There's no other way to look at mixing business with pleasure. I'm hearing what you're saying when you say what it depends on the pleasure, but
you have
that's
one
not in this
minute remaining.
That's not in this case. So don't hang up anyone else when that call is. But that's, I mean, I'm hearing what you're saying, but it's not applying to this topic. because it's just one pleasure, and that's their personal relationship. We're not talking about just sex. You start off the show by asking what does it mean to keep it. Okay, well, then that doesn't apply to this topic. Like, you started the show with that question. What does it mean to keep it below the waist? That's sex.
Yeah,
we're not just talking about
below the waist and having pleasure. When I think of keeping it below the waist, I'm thinking of what's below my waist, which is my pocket. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about, you know what I'm saying?
But that's not what you
know,
said.
Private area. I know, right? Pleasure in calling up.
Thank you for using GTL.
He's so funny. But right, I was trying to get it, sis. I just wasn't understanding what he was saying with many pleasures. It's just when we talk about mixing business with pleasure, it's just a personal relationship, whether you're married, in a relationship, just kicking it or whatever the case, and having a business. That was my understanding of what this topic was. I don't know about pockets and anyway. My quick final thought is I have mixed business with pleasure. I have had personal relationships and had business, and sometimes it works and sometimes it didn't. Would I do it again? Probably not. But who's to say what the universe gonna bring my way? So I'm not gonna say never, but where I'm at right now, I probably won't. But if it present myself, and I think it could be successful, then heck, I might try it. But then again, nope, because I'm contradicting myself. I said I would never be in a relationship. So let me check my own self. Wait a minute, sis. Let me check my own damn self and say, I say on every show almost that I would never be in a relationship. So with that being said, absolutely not. I would not make this with pleasure because I would never be in a relationship and have a business with that person. Boom. So whoever listening, know me personally. I check my own self, so y'all don't have to check me. With that being said, I do appreciate everybody chiming in. 678, I thank you for hanging out, supporting the show. Dante, thank you for tuning in, listening in. It would have been nice to hear your wisdom. You as well, 678. Amber, Brianna, I don't know what y'all doing. Y'all hit y'all number ones, but I don't see y'all. Hold on 1 second, sis.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I know that's right, 678. that's my guy right there. But, y'all, with that being said, I do appreciate everybody tuning in on this Sunday. I have a very busy night, so I got to hop off of here. I didn't want to end. Nor did I track. I didn't want to end it so abruptly, but how do you think the show went, sis?
I think it was good, sis, but I think you need to do some time management or some time adjusting. Don't be rushing nobody.
Don't be rushing nobody. Sis, say this. I tried, though, sis. I tried today. I got to figure that out because it's like, wow. I know, right? So I only got 3 miles before midnight. I got 4 miles before midnight. Look, I can't even talk. What you about to say, sis?
You got some good topics. You be having good topics. You need
to
find
out. I know.
I love you and all,
I know, right? I know, right? Since then we used to go like over 2 hours. Remember we used to go for over 2 hours and then stop the show and then me, you, and Ty used to have our own little show.
Yes.
Oh, man,
yes.
We used to have a good time. I'll bring it back, y'all. I just on a crunch time right now because I'm working on a few projects, but
well,
by my next show, I'll have my time together.
Last,
if we go over, we'll go over.
Look, sis, you hear that? You done did it the last, I don't know how many weeks. It ain't cute. Now fix it.
Sis say it ain't cute. Okay, so starting next week, we're going to go past the 8 o'clock hour. Whoever can hang in, gonna hang in. Whoever can't, we'll catch y'all on the next. So today I need to pass though, sis, because I got bill and I need to have due by 11 p.m. tonight.
Okay.
And by
you
next Sunday, I set the show a little longer for everybody.
Yeah, no, I got to work next Sunday, but it's okay because I can go on for, you know how early I be at work. I can go on.
Oh, okay. So then you give me heads up when you want me to extend the show then, sis.
Go ahead. Do it next week. It's fine.
Do it next week? Okay.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know what the topic is going to be, but still. When you got
I put it in a group chat. I told you.
Okay,
that's Jerome's topic. He wanted to talk about the pros and cons of sex. It sounds like a good conversation, but yeah. So that's already set. Yep.
Okay.
So I want to get interviewed. I'm working on that. You know, I wanted to do that a year ago. Remember?
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
We're gonna talk about that, but I want somebody to interview me. So we'll talk about it though. But with that being said, I gotta get out of here, y'all. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all supporting the show, supporting Enigmatic. I can't even say my own name. Enigmatic Wave Radio every Sunday at 7 o'clock. I gotta get this workout in too though, sis. On top of this billing, so. I kind of was a little lax today. But with that being said, next week, same time, 7 o'clock, everybody enjoy the rest of your beautiful Sunday. And again, thank you. Until next time. Peace. I ain't had no song queued up for none. I'm just going to play this one right here. Bam. I'm in love, I know I probably fuck it up, boy. Drinking too much, but let me get another cup, boy.
Fuck it up, boy. another couple.